fucking terrified of that bag.
It's a heavy bag.
It's really heavy. I mean, it's really heavy. I'm going to shut the door. Fill time!
Blah, 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 blah. Hey, we watched Star Trek Beyond, finally.
Hey!
So let's get that out of the way.
Remember when we watched that movie, and it's based on a really well-respected sci-fi franchise and property, and the pivotal moment involved playing a Beastie Boys song?
Not to spoil anything.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, I'll say it was, the director from, I don't know, however many of the Fast and Furious films, yeah, right?
Yeah.
That guy.
You have one eyelash, it's hanging, right. Like, it's so long, it's over your eye.
Yeah, I had, it's
your supervillain.
It's an eyebrow, first of all,
your
it's owl-man. A lash.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, eyebrow, you're
there's
right.
A difference.
There is, you're right. You just throw your eye, your mad scientist
eyebrows.
I
cultivate these, so
yeah.
Sometimes I gotta tame them. Sometimes I gotta rein them back in and get
they
them
need
in
some,
line.
They need some rein and taming. You look like a supervillain. Serious.
Good. That's what I'm going for.
Okay, go on. Star Trek Beyond.
So Star Trek Beyond. So yeah, we the four of us and the wives, we watched it, and I will say it was entertaining.
Yes.
There was nary a dull moment.
Just like the old Star Trek show.
At least the Star Trek shows had like some sort of point to most of them.
Yeah, and they were thinky.
Yeah, a little bit.
There's
yeah.
nothing wrong about being
there were
a little
themes,
thinky.
You know.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, there's this little. We're gonna have this little philosophical bit in here.
They were known for doing that on occasion. Yeah. Not the movies so much.
No.
Not the new movies, but even the old movies weren't that amazing.
I have to go back to Star Trek 2, Wrath of Khan is my favorite.
All right, for me, Wrath of Khan and First Contact. One from each of the universes, if you will.
All right. Well, I like Khan because, I mean, they had just the best villain.
Roberto Montalban?
Yes!
Your eyebrows, I might add.
Yes, and his legendary pecs in that movie
are
real from what anyone can tell.
No, he is a very in-shape older dude.
Well, he was, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no, but I believe the pecs are real. Because the rest of him fit the pecs.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you see someone, you're like, your body doesn't fit the one overdeveloped thing on your body. His body fit the pecs, and the pecs fit the body.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, and he was just, God, he was so, he would just chew up scenery like nobody's business.
He literally ate it.
Yes. Yeah, and he was just the perfect foil for Shatner's Kirk.
He was smart. And he was strong.
Yeah.
Strategery.
Yeah.
So where would you put the three Star Trek movies then? The new ones.
The new ones?
Yeah.
In terms of what I would probably watch again, I'd probably watch this one before the other two, and then I guess the first one and then the second one. Second one I put last.
Yeah.
It's
no Khan.
Yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch was not written, the character was not written to be Khan the way Khan was Khan.
No.
He was like Sherlock in space, but even douchier.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would probably do 1, 3, 4, 1, 3, 2. Right. I did like the original one. I mean, the first of the new series.
Yeah.
Hi, we are buddies in space. You are?
S. Michael Smith. And you are?
A very, very frightened M. Michael Carrasi.
What are you frightened of, Mike? Should we tell them?
Well, Smike, we're going to need a lot of time to get through this, so we might as well get
right,
going.
I'm
going to
have a drink first.
Yeah, let's both take a sip.
Our little ginned up lemonade.
This is a health tonic. Tastes healthy.
Does.
I didn't make it too sweet.
It doesn't taste very boozy.
No. Oh, there's a good amount of booze in there. But remember, Hendrix has
as well.
Hendrix has cucumber, so it kind of softens the...
Oh, it's a cucumber gin.
Yep.
All right.
You've had Hendrix before.
I don't think I've had the cucumber...
No, it is. Hendrix is.
Oh, Hendrix
cucumber
is gin. Cucumber.
Yeah, they put it right on, they brag about it on the label.
All right. Yeah. I never really noticed that.
Yeah, so this is sort of what I invented in Brooklyn at a bar, which is a Hendrix Tom Collins, but it's a slight twist because it's got the basil infusion in it.
Okay.
So put some lemonade and fresh basil together a couple days ago, left in the fridge.
That's good. It's super, super smooth. And
yeah.
You don't really get a lot of the alcohol flavor in it.
But we're going to need it, because behind us...
I'm going to have another drink then.
So we like to challenge ourselves, and we always want to involve our
This was your idea,
This was my idea.
So...
You gave Mel free rein to not just shop at Wegmans. I was trying to protect you. So this is on you.
So you found out about that, huh?
She told me.
No, she did. Okay.
Well, no, I'm sorry. She told Erica, and Erica immediately told me. So blame your wife, because if she tells my wife, you know I'm going to find out.
Yeah, Wegmans is boring. And apparently they looked around at Wegmans and didn't really find much interesting.
As long as it's not going to be a big baby about all the shit she found, cool. I was looking out for poor little Smike.
All right, so it's a food challenge for us.
A long time ago, we've mentioned this before.
Yeah.
I got drunk one night. I was particularly drunk. We were at Wegmans, and I randomly told Mel to spend $10 of her own money.
Yeah, and you were like making it like, oh yeah, you don't think I can do this? And we're like, nobody's challenging you on this. It's like, yeah, I can do it. You buy stuff and I'll eat it. I have picked up the gun.
Nobody
has dared you this, Mike. You're just drunk. But okay.
It worked. I got free food out of it. That's all
I
wanted.
We had some horrible fish thing.
Oh, God. I ate all of it, though.
It wasn't, I guess it wasn't super horrible.
It was olive oil sardines, and they were not the worst thing I ate.
Yeah? What was the worst thing? Do you remember?
That hot drink.
Oh, the really, really spicy ginger beer?
But that probably saved my life, so it's probably what got me through it without barfing, which we don't have tonight. So anyway, so we bring that up periodically, and so, you know, we're always looking for something fun to do on the podcast, and I thought, what if we actually pay our wives some money this time? At least I paid mine. I don't know about you, you cheap bastard.
She's got more money than I do, so
whatever. Emasculation.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah, you're a modern man. We said, go like spend $20 each and just find really awful food and we'll eat it on the podcast and torture ourselves. So this episode is
it's a food challenge.
It's the wife challenge food edition.
Yes.
That sounds more.
Sure. Food challenge food, wife edition?
Food challenge? No. Because that implies we're going to have multiple food challenges from other people.
Okay.
I prefer to think that we're going to have more wife challenges.
There we go. And we do.
Boy, do we ever.
But we love them so much because they're the best wives ever.
It'd be boring without the challenges.
Yeah.
But you got the Stepford wives.
And we certainly challenge them on a daily basis, too.
What? Communication? So they went out and spent 2.5 hours in the densest.
I'm going to take off my watch because I don't know what's going to happen here.
Did you see the new Hua Hua Hua?
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's awful looking.
It's gaudy. I mean, it's got the, you know, the divers.
Who cares?
The divers bezel, which is pointless on an Android phone. Yeah. It is just for decoration. It's utterly pointless.
Yep.
Because you're never going to go fucking diving with one.
Right. Every time I see IP68, I'm like, I'm not going fucking swimming with a computer on my wrist.
Yeah.
Well, are you
some
gonna
people shower with them. I don't know why.
Yeah, all right. IP67 will do that.
Yeah.
IP66. Maybe IP64 and a half. I don't know, because it's all fucking made up.
Anyway, I'm very happy with mine. I think the one, my first generation watch. Let's call it the watch.
I like that watch.
Watch. I think my first generation one looks better than the new ones.
Oh, I was like a lot gonna better, tell you honestly. It looks infinitely better. I am in the market for a smartwatch.
Go find one of these.
I need they one with a lot of fitnessy cheap stuff. My company also pays for $200 of it.
What's not on this that's fitness?
GPS.
Okay, it doesn't have GPS.
It has a heart rate monitor?
Yes.
Okay, and it can count steps?
Yes.
Can it count reps for lifting?
I don't know.
It can't. I know for a fact.
Oh, okay. Then why are you asking me?
Yeah, I was making a point. Yeah, I'm thinking the New Balance Run IQ. But anyway, we'll do a whole other podcast about that.
We or you just get a nice one like this and then get like a Fitbit or whatever the hell else.
Or I just get one device and not have to juggle wearables.
Whatever. I really like it.
Yeah, it's nice.
So screw you.
I just want one for working out, man.
Fine.
I want to listen to music wirelessly from all my wrist. That's really the thing I care about. So they spent 2.5 hours in the densest shopping area in Rochester, Henrietta.
Yes.
Where there is a lot of ethnic options.
Yeah.
And a lot of shopping options.
Yes.
And they came back with what probably weighs, I lift weights pretty regularly.
All right. Well, then I'll go with your estimation.
I'm going to put this at about 20 pounds.
No. No way. No way.
You want me to get 20 pounds? You want to weigh it side by side?
That's not 20 pounds.
You think it's heavier?
No, I don't think it's that heavy.
Really?
All right. Well, this is getting silly.
Let's I have not, dumbbells right out there. Dumbbells right out there. So the challenge is we don't know what's in it. You know one thing, and I don't know what
I
that is.
I know that.
Oh, this is the thing you know.
Yeah. Okay.
So we know nothing that's in this.
My phone's on top of that because we got to take a picture when we open it.
Well, I would like to scatter everything at the end and get a nice picture.
Okay. You don't want to take pictures as we're going so people see the unscattered.
No, food I'll just items. Artfully arrange everything at the end.
All right.
So we don't know what's in it. We're just going to go through it, and we have...
I'm just going to reach in and, like, start grabbing stuff.
Fine. We have to taste everything in the bag, and there is a... And we were actually told to not eat a lot of dinner.
Yeah. There's no way we're finishing... Okay, I think we need a can opener for this.
Okay, I got a can opener. I was warned.
And the first item is a big... This is a big-size can. Syrup sponge. This actually sounds tasty.
What?
Simpsons, established 1910, premium quality syrup sponge, traditional moist steamed sponge pudding with syrup sauce. This sounds delicious. Yeah. I mean, does it sound horrible to you?
No, I'm all for it.
Dandy for me.
It's Mike, I ran 5K today and I didn't eat a big dinner. I'm fucking starving. But do I have to steam this?
Well,
you do.
What, you have to steam it?
You have to microwave it.
Really?
I knew there was something we had to heat.
Is that it then?
Yeah, I think so. Should we save this? Well, no, we have to eat them as we do it, right?
Okay.
How about this? I will go.
We can pause this and people will.
Well, I was going to. Or you could. Yeah, okay. We won't do the next food. All right. We need to.
We will be eating this in 3, 2, 1.
So, yeah, this is really hot.
Right. So, it is magically cooked in just a few seconds.
Amazing.
So, the interesting thing about this. Is that when it was in the can, it looked kind of dry.
Yes. It was crusted.
Yeah.
Like, you know when you have a fatty meat and you put it in the fridge after you cook it, and then it's like got all that white gelatinous fat? Kind of was like that.
So, I guess after microwaving it, the syrupy part kind of turned into syrup, but it wasn't really syrupy when you put it in here.
Nope, not at all.
So it's sort of... somehow magically syruped itself while it was in the microwave.
It did want me to cover it when I heated it.
Mm-hmm.
So it must have been, have formed a complex convection system of syrup.
Something like that.
I'm sure that's correct.
How good is this? Is this all right?
It's all right. Considering we're eating wet cake that was it dry in a can, it's really not terrible. I mean,
it's
so hungry.
It's not great.
It's not
it's
as bad.
I mean, it's certainly edible. It may end up being the best of the things that we're having tonight.
I may come back to this. We'll see.
But it's, it's not. It's not bad. The syrup is syrupy.
Mm-hmm.
It's sweet. I don't think it's chocolate. I'm not sure what flavor the cake is supposed to be. It's kind of generic.
I'm gonna say
flavor.
It's nondescript. this is the nondescript flavor. And we did only take like a third of the can because it was quite dense. All right.
There's more of this left. Okay. I'm done with that for now.
Tapping out.
But no, not bad.
So Simpsons.
If you're looking for an unusual, interesting, not terrible, I wouldn't order this in a restaurant, but.
if you're ever out and you're probably not sober and you're thinking, I want to eat something that I'm not going to like or dislike. I need the feeling of sustenance and sweetness without the joys that come with sweetness, but not the hate of a chocolate covered Ritz, for instance.
Oh God, those are awful. There's like cardboard.
So we're developing a weird food rating system now.
Yeah.
So this is above chocolate
covered Ritz. Wasn't weird. It was just stupid.
I'm telling you, they had low grade chocolate. They had to get rid of.
Yeah. But no, I wouldn't. If somebody offered me some of this, I would say, yeah, sure, I'll have some.
Sure, Grandma, I'll eat your Simpsons cake from 1910. Hey, I want to pick one. My turn.
All right, fine.
My God, it's so densely
rustle,
packed.
Rustle.
All right, I feel a bag. Oh, it's been thicker than I thought.
Oh,
all right. Oh boy.
It looks like something Asian.
I can't read what this is. It's
no
all
idea.
It's all is this Japanese?
Okay, now it's got this. It's got a cover. We need a picture of this.
Yeah.
This is a very nerdy looking Asian dude.
It's like a nerdy Asian flight attendant in a blue vest, sort of just gesticulating, kind of happily. I'm afraid this is fish cakes in a vacuum sealed
bag. Maybe. Got a picture of our fish cake nerd.
Product. It's English. It has an English nutrition facts sticker.
Okay.
So it's tofu.
Is it tofu?
Snack. It's a tofu.
This
snack.
Sounds delicious. I can't wait.
All right. Do it.
I'm all over this.
I'm going to drink some booze
while you're doing this. I need a knife, I think. There's no easy way to open.
I am prepared for this.
Scissors.
Scissors. We have the scissors. We have the technology.
Right. Here, there you go. I'll hold you cut.
You know, I would eat anything that this gentleman kind of happily flaunted at me.
Yeah.
Because he's happily flaunting. I mean, look at his hand.
What is they're individually wrapped.
Yes.
There we go. You get your individual.
It's like a little individual happy Asian flight attendant. Oh, my God.
Let's take another picture of this. I mean, it's the same thing, only
smaller. Only smaller. Wait, isn't that the entire, like, how everything that they do in Asian culture works?
All right. Now we'll get, we'll open this, I think. And we'll have even smaller individually wrapped pieces.
I would love for there to be a cake individually wrapped inside it and a moist towelette individually wrapped. So I do notice
this is about the size of a moist towelette.
This has the tear thing.
It does.
But they couldn't get that on the bag.
They could have. They should have.
Wouldn't so I wonder nice if there is a
there's goo in this.
Oh, that is
goo. Uh-oh.
Ooh, that smells like tuna. I think this is tofu tuna individually wrapped. Oh, God. It looks like...
All right, this is immediately not as interesting as I was.
Man,
what does it look like? Not as appetizing as I thought it was going to be.
This looks like
messy. It's wet in here.
You can squeeze it up.
It's a moist tofuette.
I can squeeze our moist tofuette up.
Yeah.
Would you stick your finger in the moist tofuette?
It's coming out. It's squishing out all over.
This sort of looks like, I feel like I'm going to bite this and instantly think I'm eating a person. It looks like human flesh that has been compressed.
It is tofu with a flavored sauce. Looks
so
like it's
we're
got
saying
spice
the same
on
thing.
It. Yeah. All right. Okay. Oh, it's spicy.
Yeah.
It's a little weird at first.
It doesn't taste terrible.
It doesn't.
I could.
I can easily eat this.
I could do with a different consistency because it still feels like I'm
eating
flesh.
It's like a fake meat sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's a fake meat kind of tofu. It's a dense tofu. It's kind of rubbery.
What was that tofu based fake human flesh that was a big news story years ago? I think it was Hugh Furky.
Well, I remember something about that.
I think it was Hugh Furky because it was like tofurky, but.
Yeah, and this is what that would be like.
Yes. I finished it, but every bite I take makes me feel a little bit more like a cannibal.
Nom. All right.
Thank you, jovial, friendly, flaunting, nerdy Asian flight attendant.
He's not just the spokesperson or the model for it.
He's also...
He's the flavor of it.
Oh! Tastes like nerdy guy.
Spicy, nerdy Asian human flesh. All right, not bad. Ooh. I don't even know what you call this, though.
Tofu snack.
Yeah. it is. The spice is staying with me. Ah, we got something happy here.
Yeah, it looks like
it's like candy burgers.
Hamburgers.
Okay, I'm assuming candy.
Every burger. It is called Every Burger.
I'm Every Burger.
Chow down on me. Any taste you want in your mouth, baby. I'll do it artificially.
Right. So this has got some sort of... All right, need another picture here. It's got a convenient... Oh, I'll get you in the picture. Tear away kind of opening on the top. And I'm going to try to... there we go.
Right there,
open from the front.
It's like a Kleenex.
Yeah, it opens like... Oh, it's more individually wrapped. Yeah.
So convenient. Is this the one where you assemble the... Oh, no, it's not individually wrapped. It's the whole thing.
Oh, it is the whole thing.
Yeah.
I thought these were... All right, there's got to be some trick to this. Here, you open that. I'll get a picture of whatever pops out.
Nope.
I think you can just open the... I think you need to do that. I think you've gone too far by taking that out, the package out of the
box. The tear marks are on the end that had to be taken out of the box. There's a tray in here. Calm down.
All right.
I'm hoping this is a dessert.
It smells. Oh, God, they're tiny. Oh, they're tiny.
Okay.
Oh, they're so cute.
Okay. They're like, it smells like graham cracker and chocolate and some kind of, I'm going to eat the fuck out of these.
Oh.
God, I hope they don't taste bad.
Oh, my
bad.
God, they're so cute and tiny.
Can I get a picture? Let me get a picture of you eating one.
Pet one of these. I want to keep here.
I want a comically small hamburger going into your comically large mouth. All right. Yeah.
All right.
I'm A-okay with the Every Burger.
Yeah. Thumbs up.
More?
I dig it. I don't know what I'm curious about what they're using for the seeds on the burger.
Don't ask.
All right.
You don't want to know.
I don't care. They're good. I'll have one more. That's it. Save these for later.
It says chocolate bourbon every burger.
Bourbon?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting bourbon flavor, but I don't care.
I think it's using bourbon ironically.
Right, fine. I eat a bunch of those. No problem. Need one more. Stop eating them. Stop. We got a lot of work to do.
I'm so hungry. Did you run 5K today?
Finish your sponge.
I'm coming back to that later.
No burgers until you finish your sponge,
but
mister.
Dad!
All right, need a little water palate cleanser. All right, we're doing all right here so far.
So far, the ladies have been generous.
I think the true terrifying things have yet to pop up.
That sponge cake is pretty scary on paper.
Yeah. Maybe Erica kind of arranged it this way. So that the stuff close to the top would be like, oh, that's not bad. And then, like, at the bottom, there's, like, something made of squid ink paste or something. You know?
Bring it.
Which I would try.
I will try. I'm going to get this big box out of the way because it's in the way. It's Manischewitz. Matzah cracker. Oh, wait. Oh, my God.
What the hell? This is like a... Oh, these two must go together.
Yep.
So we got matzah, which is not
fromage. So we have a matzah cheese, and we have epois. It's a very nice looking cheese. It's one of the cheeses that comes in that kind of wooden-y round container.
Yeah, this is fancy.
It's the traditional Burgundy cheese washed with Mar de Bourgogne.
Oh, Burgundy? I don't know if I can eat that.
No. I think it's from the region of Burgundy.
Oh, okay. So there's not actual wine in the cheese.
I don't know. What's Marc de Bourgogne? You better look that up.
Jeez.
Wow. That's
you start opening it.
That's a fumble if the wives got something that could kill you.
No. I specifically said, do not get things that can kill me.
I think this is washed in cheese, which means washed in wine, which you should be okay with.
What does that mean?
It means the outside has wine on it. But
so
you don't
just can't
to, yeah,
touch
you
the
just
outside?
Don't need the outside of it, yeah. But check. It's Mark.
All right. How are we spelling this?
M-A-R-C here. Just look at this. Smells like stinky feet, which is the smell you want from French cheese. Especially a washed rind cheese.
Mark.
Smells horrible, which means it'll be great. I shall take a picture of this magnificent combination.
Pomas brandy.
Oh, all right.
So it's a liquor distilled from pomace that is left over from winemaking after the grapes are pressed. I really don't think I should eat this. It's a little too much of a risk.
I'm disappointed in the wives.
So this is all you. All
right. Well, I'm getting really fancy, so you should eat some more burgers.
Take a picture of this.
I already got a picture.
You got a picture? Okay. You got a picture of this?
No, I didn't.
Well, there we go.
Get a picture of that.
I'll get a picture of the
God, you like
saying,
a
hey.
Fucking 90-year-old tourist in New York City for the first time.
Hey, this is something that might kill me, wife. And
you
I
should
know
text
for
her
a fact that
right
she
now
has,
and say that.
She has recently acquired with her new job a new insurance policy on me. I know that for a fact.
It's all making perfect sense now.
I am wise to these not so clever attempts at poisoning me.
All right. That's
I'll have a cracker, though.
Have a cracker.
A matzo.
It's a matzo shabbat. It's good.
A matzo cracker. Ah. No, they're not good.
Oh, did I say they were good? No, they're terrible.
Mm. Oh. Bah. It's unsalted. It is awful.
You know what it's great with?
Anything?
The cheese.
Mm. I'm sure it is, because these crackers, I mean, this is like the quintessential matzo experience. There's no flavor to it. It's sort of just a paste in my mouth now.
I've never had a Jewish friend talk good of matzo.
Mm. Yeah, on its own, just forget it. It has to be combined with something. I've had good matzo ball soup, but again, you know, there's like a soup stock.
Yeah.
With the ball that soaks up all the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But no, these are just awful by themselves. Okay. Nah. All right. So the cheese is a win, though, for you. I wish I could try it.
Wow. It is strong.
Well, then it pairs well with the matzo.
Ooh, that is weird.
So is this a good combination for you?
Yeah. Yeah.
No flavor, but crunchy texture with massive flavor.
It's like, you know when you get that burn from really strong alcohol?
Hmm.
You know what I mean? The burn?
Mm-hmm.
Take away the burn and just leave that vapor.
Okay.
That's what it has.
So it's probably like the wine, I guess.
Yeah, it's the brandy. That's really strange, but very interesting.
All right.
That's delicious cheese.
Well, enjoy it.
Thank you. Where did the top go?
Over here. There you go.
Put this back in the fridge at the end.
All right. My turn. There's still a bunch of tape on here. All right. I got... Ooh. This is a scary thing I'm holding. It's very heavy. Boy.
Oh, man.
What the hell?
That's terrible. There's your squid ink.
Is that what this is? Crisp? Here we go. Crisp black fungus. And
I laugh because I'm terrified.
Are you taking pictures? Mm. You need the picture of this. And get a close up on this little cartoon character guy on the jar here. Because he looks like he's either salivating or crying, and I'm not sure which.
Yeah, what is he doing?
You can get a bigger one.
I got a pretty good picture. You got to tilt it towards me because of the shadow.
Like that?
Yeah.
All right. So you'll see this. It's a kid, a little sort of bald kid, and he's got his mouth open. He has kind of a pained expression.
Yeah.
And he does not look happy. He really doesn't.
That's an angry thumb. It's like he's going like, yeah, ironically. Like, I'm in pain.
I guess. Yeah, he's giving a thumbs up, but it doesn't, you know... There's no joy in this.
It's disingenuous, Mike. That's the problem.
And there is stuff dripping out of his mouth. I assume it's coming out of his mouth and not just coming out of his eyes. And I think it would have been put differently if it was supposed to be tears.
I hope so.
All right. So he's either drooling or salivating or something.
So how does one eat crisp black fungus?
There are 9 servings in here. It's a low calorie thing. There's only 16 calories per serving.
I'm definitely worried about that right now.
So we could eat like all of this and it wouldn't be that.
Is that hard. A challenge?
It would be a very low-cal experience for us, is what I'm saying.
So basically it's a jar of what is claimed to be crisp heavy. Mushrooms.
All right. So we need our serving spoon. And I think we need to go with the bowls for this.
Yep.
And since I drew it, I guess I'll serve it. I'll dish it out.
But can you take it?
Can I take it? Yeah.
Oh, how much of a man are you? Mike is struggling to open this glass jar right now. You loosened it for me. Do you want me to do it now?
Yeah. My old dry skin is not doing too well. You're young, pliable.
You know this has got a...
Oh, it has tape on it? Oh.
You putz.
Okay. Did not notice that. All right, so yeah, there was a plastic seal around the
lid.
Yeah,
that's why.
Which I think I loosened. All right, yeah, let me...
You can redeem yourself.
I can do it now.
Oh, God, I hope
maybe.
I hope we can't. That'd be so funny.
I think I'd smell it. No, I'm smelling the cheese.
Yeah, it's really strong, dude. I'm just gonna sit here and drink and watch.
Oh my God, I can't open.
I really hope the microphone was picking that. Like the sound of your exertion was evident.
We can't get this open.
Get it. Oh my God! Why was that so
that
hard?
That was tough. You think with the seal around it, they wouldn't need to make it quite so ridiculously?
Oh, it smells good.
Does it?
Yeah.
It actually does smell good. All right. So do we each get a bowl here?
Yes. Get a nice big spoonful.
I mean, it looks foul.
Yes.
It looks. Stop lifting like... it up. Stop lifting it up.
It looks like something on like an Anthony Bourdain or... I think that's probably a good start, yeah. Let's go with that. But it really doesn't smell bad. It's foul. It's swimming in liquid. It's it looks gelatinous. I mean, I'm assuming it's mushrooms.
The good.
I see some like chili-ish paste on it. Ugh. Oh my god, my hand! Look how red my hand is.
Yeah, I should do something with a spoon. I don't
wanna... Yes. Oh.
I put it in the jar.
Yeah.
There we go.
And there wasn't a spoon floating around. Did you get a spoon?
I got a spoon. I got my sponge spoon.
All right. Let's eat some crisp black fungus.
There we go.
Yeah.
This isn't bad.
Ooh. Spicy. Whoa. Oh, God. Like a chili flake went right up my nose.
It's a little spicy. But good. I mean.
It really is quite good.
This is very tasty. You do like a bruschetta with this or something.
Yeah, I'm wondering about the manischewitz over there. So is it mushroom or is there eggplant?
Well, it says mushroom, but it certainly seems like there's eggplant in it.
Yeah.
It just says fungus. Eggplant, as far as I know, is not a fungus.
Last time I checked, it's not.
All right. I'm gonna try it on the cracker here.
That's a good idea. I'm gonna do that too. Oh man, I was not expecting that chili flake to go up my nose.
Yeah. We could serve this at the party.
It's a conversation piece. Pardon me. Would you like some crisp black fungus?
Yeah, man, I'm going to town on this.
Perhaps, pardon me, have you had your workout for the week? If not, you could perhaps open this jar for me.
Mm. We're not talking now because this is really good.
You're actually chowing down. I'm not only not having more because I want to see how much more food there is to eat.
Hmm. All right. The black fungus is a win here.
Yeah, that was very scary looking and very, very tasty. I do see why water is running out of his mouth, though.
Yeah, it's salivating. Spicy.
Yeah.
Spicy or salivating because it's like, this is delicious.
Deliciously hot.
Delicious. Yeah, that's. I think that is the expression. Like, yeah, it's good, but my mouth's on fire.
Okay, I have another jar in my hand. I just grabbed it. Oh, no.
Oh, these are spicy, too?
Pickled hog plums.
Hog plum? What the hell is a...
Cock shul nyo.
I was going to say, what the hell is a hog plum, but they're right in front of me. So this is what the hell a hog
ingredient,
plum is.
Ingredient, hog plum, sugar, salt. That's it. There's a wrapper on this, Mike, so I'm gonna cut the wrapper.
Ah, my mouth is still on fire from that.
Yeah, the matzo was really helpful.
Give me a damn burger.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go. Where's the burgers?
Need some burgers here. Need some burgers.
Need a burger to put out the fire.
Oh, my God, the fire. The fire, the burger. Why is everything so hard to open? Mm. Oh, my God.
Huh.
My hand's still fucked up from the last jar.
You need an opener?
I mean, I think the oven mitt might work. Oh, my hand hurts so much.
Oh, you got an oven mitt. You want me to do that?
Yeah, you want to give this a try? I seriously have jacked my hand.
All right.
I need a burger. I earned it. I need some more crisp black fungus, too.
No, it's not that sticky.
No?
No, not at all.
I'm going to teleport upstairs and get an opener.
All right.
And I'm back.
In 3, 2, 1.
It's like I never went anywhere.
Hey, how'd you get back so fast?
Teleportation, my friend. Here's an opener.
It's good. I took a picture of it. All right, let me get my phone the hell out of the way.
Oh, God, my hand hurts. Fucking A. All
right.
My nose is running. My hand hurts.
Nope. Let's try this
one. One of us is going to loosen it for the other one.
There we go.
Yay!
All right. The hog plums have been freed.
Release the hog plums!
Wow. You don't have toothpicks, do you? That would be...
Yeah, have a good fork.
All right. Give me something to put a hog plum in.
Here is a giant plate for a kind of frighteningly large
fork
hog
plum. Going into it. They're halved.
Oh, this okay.
Halved.
That looks like alien eggs.
It looks just pretty much like a pickle.
Yeah, but they're really dense. This one is whole. This one isn't halved.
It smells like a weird pickly thing.
Yeah. Right,
I'm just going to start with this
half.
Here
we go. Hog plum.
Sweet.
Oh. Yeah, did I expect that? Did yours squeak on your teeth?
Yeah, a little bit.
Very squeaky.
It's kind of like a sweet pickle.
Yeah, but way not, denser.
Yeah, it's not real flavorful, honestly.
No. Is it? I think it might be Vietnamese, judging by the label. It seems kind of Frenchy. Thai? Mm-hmm. No, let me see.
I was very careful with that. It is tiny.
It's from Brooklyn.
These are not good.
Nope. They're not terrible.
No, there's like a foul aftertaste.
Bao Quan Lan. Yeah, this is like Thai or Vietnamese or something. Korean. I'm gonna go with... It's edible, but...
That's barely...
Here, give me the top.
We're putting the... We're closing this back up.
Yeah, we're closing this back up.
You're just all right, so... So it's on the one hand, it's a mild flavor.
It's unoffensive.
It's kind of watery.
It's super squeaky.
Yeah. It's almost pickled, like almost like a sweet pickle, but not as strong of a flavor. Not nearly as strong as a flavor.
But again, the texture is nothing like a pickle.
Yeah. It's almost like I can't even think of what it's almost like.
It's like if you made a radish slightly softer.
Yeah, it's very soft. It is very soft.
But squeaky. Yeah. You know, like so instead of a radish crunch, it's like a squeaky radish.
Yeah. And there is a bit of a poop aftertaste.
That's why I had the hamburger. I wanted to get past the hog plum poop. The poop day. Hog plum poops? The hog plum poops?
It's... You know, it's not it falls under edible. I mean, we've certainly had worse things.
It's still above chocolate covered Ritz.
Yes, but not much.
Drink more of your drink. It's a health tonic.
Yeah, and you know, it would be a lot better without the poop aftertaste.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get rid of that.
And I'm really not exaggerating with that. It has a kind of a fecal flavoring.
I think black fungus will help.
Black fungus will kill anything.
That's exactly my point. Would you like a little bit of black fungus just to kill the hog plum poop flavor?
I'm good. I'm good with the gin here.
All right.
Your pick. We're almost done. Is my pick?
Yeah. All right.
Oh, we got a can. Oh.
Mystery meat in a can. In not a tin. Mystery.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Get a picture of this.
Is that tinned meat?
Roast eel chili.
What? Is it weird that I'm excited?
It's on the back of the tin. Roasted the eel chili. So I think the word order might be a little off, and I'm gonna say this is roasted chili flavored eel.
I would hope so. All right.
It's in like a sardine tin.
Yep. Like all good things.
Yeah. If I can open this without hurting myself. Mm-hmm. There we go.
Do you cut yourself often when you're peeling back the tops of cans?
There we go.
Wow.
You get another picture of
this.
Oh
my God, yeah, that is...
This is prime.
Oh, that is vile looking.
Canned eel. They're little eels. Not big eels. These are baby eels.
Oh my God.
I can smell the eel.
Wow. It looks like something from the set of the Prometheus sequel.
Got a little bit of a cat food smell to it.
It looks like it's in a cat food tin, so I guess that's fitting.
All right,
bring on the roasted chili eel.
Oh, they're hard. They're really hard.
Remember, we have...
I thought they were going to be squishier than this.
Do you even hold the tin for you?
Sure.
It's moving around like it's alive. It just keeps going. It just keeps going.
Get out of there. Get out of there.
You gotta stab that shit. You gotta kill it before it kills you.
It's coming apart. It's not coming out clean. There we go.
Yeah, that's a face hugger. This is roasted face hugger.
You gonna get your own?
Yeah, I'll get my own.
You want me to hold it? You got it? All right. Now, we've had eel before.
Yeah.
Never
out of a can.
Person. Never out of a can.
Now, you got a double piece, so I feel bad if I only...
It might be delicious.
I know. Here, I'm getting another half, so that works.
All right.
were on the same.
It smells eely.
Oh my god.
This is really not as terrifying as we might be making out to be.
Because, well, it looks because we've vile. Had eel. Yes, it looks vile. You yes. can't deny that.
And it's certainly more firm than any eel that we've, any cooked eel that I've ever had.
But you've never had roast chili eel right. before. Bottoms chili, up. Yeah. That texture's wrong.
It's not that bad.
Flavor-wise, it's not bad.
It's got almost like a jerky sort of texture. Almost.
Almost, but not right.
It's really not that bad.
I do like the flavor.
You know what? You know what this needs?
Does it need some a little black fungus? Black fungus?
I got a little bit of black fungus sauce over here.
Soak up that sweet, sweet black fungus sauce. Yeah. Oh my god, you're right. That is even tastier.
Oh yeah.
Ha! Huh. Eat that, wives.
All right.
We've combined your crisp black fungus sauce with your roast chili eel and a cam. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the flavors are the texture's a little unexpected, but again, it's not bad.
I'm gonna go with unwelcome on the texture, but the flavor is quite good.
Hmm. Much better than the hog poo balls, whatever.
Hog poo balls?
Hog poo balls.
All right, let's see what next
I'm down.
Joyful surprise our wives have for us.
Just in the. So, yeah, the eel's got, it's a little bit of sweetness. The eel wasn't really as spicy as, it wasn't very spicy at all.
This is a drink.
Is it a drink?
There's a giant straw on the top.
Ah! Well, we'll be swapping some spit then.
Oh, yeah. It is Guilingao jelly in original flavor.
It's a drinkable jelly?
Water, sugar, Masona chinensis benth. Root of oral licorice. Flower of Japanese pagoda tree.
What?
Tuckahoe.
You're making shit up here. These aren't real things, Mike.
Mentha haplocalyx.
No, this is just...
honeysuckle fruit.
They're just mixing up letters and seeing what words they can make.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's the straw. We gotta punch this through.
Oh, yeah!
Break on through to the other side. Break on through. Break on through.
Is one, is it like a sharp?
Oh, yeah.
There we go. It's a surgical straw. Gonna make a surgical strike.
I'm going to imagine this being your heart and me.
Careful there.
Administering.
That's going to, if you don't keep it level, that's going to be a mess.
Why do you worry about me so much?
I'm worried about me because I'm sitting right next to you. Bottoms up, sir.
Want to get a picture of my,
Oh, yeah. Where the hell did my phone go?
I don't know.
There it is. Not too bad.
Gotta get the label.
Right, get the straw up there. Get that straw up there like a man. And there we go.
All right.
So you're drinking a jelly.
Oh, God.
Wow. That was a really unexpected reaction.
Nothing should come out of a straw. That is that consistency. It moves like liquids, Mike, but it doesn't come out of the straw like liquid.
I can't drink while I'm laughing like that. That was the most shocked, terrified, confused expression I've ever seen on your face.
It looks like...
Your whole body just sort of recoiled from the experience.
It's not meant to be, Smike. That's the closest I've just ever come in contact with the great old ones. That was like a Lovecraftian horror moment. I went to drink something that I knew would probably be gelatinous, but it's a really thick jelly. It just came up a straw like nothing. And it has like no flavor. So it's even like, I'm just like, what the fuck is going into my mouth right now?
So it entered into you.
Oh, God. Yeah. I can't get it out. I might need some more black fungus.
I'm afraid, Mike. I'm really afraid.
You've been warned, at least. I went into that way too overzealously.
I'm seeing if I can get down to the bottom, because maybe there's more flavor down there.
You know what? That's what I did, so I don't recommend that.
Oh, you did?
I went straight to the bottom. I would recommend going further up.
Okay.
So Mike's trying to calm himself.
I am. It's Jell-O, man. It's like Jell-O.
Yeah.
I'm calmed. I'm a little calmer.
You knew. You saw
me. I had no idea. Well, okay, I did.
You had every idea.
If you think about it, you're sucking Jell-O through a straw. It's not that bad.
Get down to the bottom. It's very different down there.
It is?
No.
Give me more of that.
Now it's really liquidy. When I got it, it was all solid and super gross.
It was more solid when I had a drink of it, too.
So we've broken the seal. It tastes like a weak tea.
Yeah. Maybe you're supposed to shake this. I don't know. Although I don't know if that would really do much.
Yeah. Are there instructions in English?
It's too late for that.
Whatever you do, do not drink this without shaking it.
Instructions for use. When the beverage needs to be sucked, the bending... This is good. All right, I gotta read this. Instructions for use.
Okay.
When the beverage needs to be sucked, the bending sucker only needs to be straightened so that one end of the sucker is inserted in one of the holes and the other hole can keep the air of the container flow free, and then the beverage can be sucked.
Someone really likes the word suck.
Please don't eat if the product is broken or goes bad.
I don't even know.
Eat it if it's gone bad, man.
How do you know if it's gone bad? So we're supposed to put a second hole in. Well, if it's gone bad,
we can't eat it.
That's what happened. I didn't put a second hole in.
I guess not. But the sucker seems to be working.
It is a fully functional sucker, and it does do its one job, which is sucking. Allowing suckage.
But yeah, I can see if you made another hole, it might be easier to suck. Because there wouldn't be as much suction inside, and you would be able to get more out at the time. Mm-hmm. You'd be able to suck more if there was another hole.
It would be a suck tunnel.
Yeah. No. Yeah. A suck through.
Like a suck passage. Got stuck.
Hmm?
It got stuck while I was sucking.
Yeah, because there's not another suck hole.
It really is quite pleasant. It's really not that flavorful.
It's like a tea, really.
That's what I said, yeah. It's like a really weak tea.
Yeah. It's not super weak. It's stronger.
I hope there's not a ton of caffeine
in it. There probably is.
And they never slept again. I'm good. Actually, we haven't even had that much.
I got more Jell-O on that one.
Yeah, it's not a pleasant experience. I'm just saying.
It's interesting. All right. So, you're making it pulsate, which is not a good thing to watch. No, I'm not happy watching this. Stop it. Stop it. Stop making the sucker move of its own volition. All right.
All right. Your turn.
All right, so the sucking Jell-O drink was not much of a success.
It had shock value.
It did.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you said success. Nice.
I did. I think this is it. I think this is the last thing in the bag. Wow, we survived. No, there's something. It feels like there's something else in here.
Okay.
Some little thing.
Whoa.
This is, oh, God. No, this actually sounds good.
Yeah.
What? Rambutan with pineapple and syrup. And these look like eggs. Yeah. You want a picture of this time?
That's looking less good the more egg-like that looks.
All right. It looks like a bunch of eggs. And I'm guessing it's sweet. Ingredients, rambutan, whatever rambutan is. And we won't look that up just for fun. Pineapple, water, and sugar. All right. Oh, okay. I see. So, whatever this white thing is the rambutan.
Okay.
And these are pineapple chunks inside it, I think. That's what it looks like.
Okay.
So they're making it kind of like a fake pineapple egg.
A fake egg. All right. That's less terrifying sounding than what I was thinking.
That's going to come. I'm well aware. That is going to be everywhere.
Well aware.
With its pineapple sugary juice.
Oh, I hear the air escaping. Worst manual can opener ever.
It's just going to drop, isn't it?
Nope. Have you used a can opener before?
Well, not a good one. This is just full of liquid.
Yep. They are definitely trying to be fake eggs.
All right, I'm gonna dig me out a rambutan.
Why don't y'all gonna circle up and dig out some out of rambutan?
Got a little bit of eel left there.
When y'all done eating your eel, why don't you sub on some rambutan? Is it firm? Rambutan.
Yeah.
Does it have some give?
No, it's a little firm. Yeah, it looks like I was right. It's something. Whatever rambutan is, and there's a pineapple chunk inside it.
All right. No, it's soft.
You doesn't have that bad.
You have successfully identified what it is, sir.
All right. And.
It's like lychee.
Hmm.
And not lychee. It reminds me of lychee fruit, nut, whatever. I'm gonna have another one.
Not bad.
It looks like calamari.
Yeah.
Like wrapped around. Pineapple.
But it's not. It's some other kind of fruit.
Yeah.
It's like a combination of a lychee and an onion for some reason.
But not the flavor.
Oh. It's a little mild. It's not real bad.
Like a cipollini onion.
Sure.
Like in a drink.
Yeah. Well, I can eat it. I'm not going out of my way for this one. But It's clearly edible. No doubt about it.
I kind of like it.
Yeah?
For its lychee-like qualities and the fact that it reminds me of Christmas. Because it looks exactly like my mother's stuffed calamad. It looked exactly like stuffed squid.
All right.
Rambutan, reminding me of home. Wow, we got
so
one
bad.
Last thing. Are you sure there's something in there?
I think there's something in there.
Alright.
Something small.
Yep.
Something terrifying that she's saved for the last bit here.
It's in its own bag.
Alright.
Erica said that they got something nice for us. I don't know if we already got it or if this is it.
Or is there... No, these are just bags within bags. Okay. We got faked out there. There are bags in here.
What?
There's like a little plastic wrappy, but there's no more food in there.
We're done?
We
survived?
But we do have the pizza!
Oh, hey!
We have the pizza! And this is our big dessert.
Yeah.
I have to get a picture of this.
Yes, you do.
All right, so they've gone all out with the packaging on
this. This is legit. Looks like you took like a pizza from a pizza place and shrunk it down.
Yes.
To something that fits in the palm of my hand.
Yep. And this is like really, they've gone all the way in making it look like an actual pizza box. I mean, the folds, the little, you know, it's got like vent holes in it. Don't tip it.
That's right, sorry.
It says don't tilt it or tip it.
Wait, where does it say don't
tilt it? And it says don't microwave and or cook and don't cook.
Do not put in the oven and microwave.
Do not put in the oven and microwave.
So I'm telling you, you could put them in one or the other, or you could put it in the oven and not microwave it in the oven. If you wanted to read it exactly as worded.
And where was this from again? This is from Netherlands? What was it? It's on there somewhere.
Raindrops Mini Candy Pizza.
All right, you're tilting it a lot.
Oh, my God.
There.
Yeah, product of the
Netherlands. So, who would have thought that the... people in the Netherlands would know how to make a pizza.
Out of candy.
Out of candy. Maybe that's the only kind of pizza. Maybe this is what all of their pizzas are like over there.
Wow. And they wonder why we eat it for dinner.
All right. Oh, ooh, look at that.
Ah.
That is lovely.
Little fake egg.
Let's get that wrapping off. That's just too shiny and glossy. It is just lovingly placed in here.
Mm-hmm. It almost looks like a tart you would get from Wegmans, one of those fancy fruit tarts.
I would see this reflective... and I'd be like, oh, I expect to pay some stupid amount of money for this.
Thank you, Danny Wegman, for taking my
money.
But
honestly, it's not that expensive because we got it at Five Below. Is there another layer of plastic
another
on that?
There's another wrapper on it.
All right. Oh, so there... That was the just sort of casual layer
you can
of plastic.
You can smell it really strongly through this plastic, though.
Oh, that is some sugary sugar.
Yeah. So is it sugary?
Oh, my God. This is going to be just sugar.
So when you say sugary von sugar.
All But still, the craftsmanship is quite impressive. Yes. Yeah. And we're just trying to get the, yeah, this is like the serious layer of plastic wrap where they've actually shrink wrapped the whole thing.
This is like, you know, in Mission Impossible, you get through the first layer of security and you're like, oh, this isn't that bad. And then you get to the second part, you're like, oh, damn
it. And it makes sense because they've done it like this so that in shipping
it doesn't
from the Netherlands, you know, which is a good way. It's a good long way. That it's not going to get all messed up and, you know, the egg's not going to be all squished off to the one side. But they have taken some care in putting this together. I think. Cut the red wire, not the blue wire, Mike. Like
that, Jesus. All right, you want to get a good picture now?
Yeah, there we go. In the box. This is how it gets delivered to you. What's in the box?
It's beautiful.
It's a goddamn sugar pizza. That's what's in the box. And one from the top. Boom. Let me get it this way. I'm getting all the angles here.
You're getting, unfortunately, yeah, try to get it there because you keep blocking the light. Yeah. This is rapidly turning into food porn.
It is food porn.
Work it. Look tastier. Show me some sweet.
Quit moving it. Damn it.
I'm just getting so excited holding it.
Yeah.
It feels so good in my hand. It's going to be even better in my mouth. Oh my God. Right. How many pictures are you going to take?
A bunch.
All right. I'm going to start with whatever the hell this.
All right. I think I need a fork for this. Is it really sticky?
No. All right. Whoa, that's dense gummy. That is banana gummy.
So we have these. This isn't even the pizza part. This is like the surrounding of the pizza. But they're actually little pizza
the crust
triangles.
Yeah. That's banana gummy. That's good.
This is a quality gummy.
Yeah. Very, very, very hard to chew.
That's a sign of a good gummy.
Yeah. You don't want to.
And you get in your mouth, you're like, nah, this isn't going anywhere. It's in your mouth, and it's like, it's set up shop. This is not going to be digested so easily. You know, it's like, oh, what are these teeth? You call these teeth? I don't know why I'm talking with a Brooklyn accent here.
I think the pizza is talking through you. Or it's the black fungus taking over your brain. Mm-hmm. I'm having a slice of pizza.
Is it also gummy?
Yep.
All right, so what flavor is the pizza piece?
I want to say strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little disconcerting because, again, we're back to that flesh color.
All right, I'll finish this off because I don't want to take a whole piece off.
Okay. It's like a very dense jujube. That might be a Swedish fish. There is some, whatever you call that.
It's almost like a strawberry and cream.
Yeah, there's something else to it.
It's good. I like the pizza slice.
Wow, these jujube things are really strong. They have a lot of flavor. We gotta do the egg, though.
One of these?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take one of these.
All right, I'm gonna take a bite of this egg.
I'm sorry, this is taking so long, but there's a lot of chewing involved here.
It is a lot of chewing. That is not in doubt. Gummy egg!
So tiny.
Here's half of your fried gummy egg.
Mmm.
That's
I'm sorry, this damn juju thing has taken me a while.
It's good though, right? It's strong. A lot of flavor.
But still, it's like, fuck you, teeth. You're not going anywhere. you're not gonna mess me up.
The egg is it's like nondescript gummy flavor. Gummy bears. There are bears on my pizza.
Yeah, the egg's a bit of a disappointment.
Yeah.
But the pizza's very tasty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need a bear.
I like the crust.
I like the pizza part.
I like That's the crust my part. Favorite.
My the banana, you like the banana crust.
Yeah.
And this is, I'm getting a bit of this string, which I guess is supposed to represent the
sauce. It's just like coiled on the top of the pizza.
Yeah, it's like a coily, I don't know.
Pizza with some coiled wire in it.
It's also got kind of a strong flavor. This is a very, very, very nicely made piece of confection, I guess.
Yeah, I mean it's a confection,
and we got this actually at the Five Below. It was probably a 5. I can't imagine it would be less than that.
Yeah.
For this experience, I would pay $5 for this in a heartbeat.
Well, here you go. You get to take this home.
All right. Well,
we survived.
We more than survived.
We enjoyed this. We did not suffer much at all.
So, yeah, I suffered a little when I just had a straight matzo cracker. That was probably the worst of it for me.
If that was the worst thing to happen to you, that's a win, my friend.
Yeah.
That is not
the hog ball was not great. The hog ball is not something I want to come back to.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah. But the...
I'm still weirded out by the Asian... The flesh packets? Steward with the... Yeah. The flesh packets were a little off-putting.
Yeah, but it was still certainly edible.
Yo, yes, yes.
I'd have no problem eating another flesh packet.
I'll put it this way. Zombie apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
I come upon a pack of those. Not only am I going to enjoy it, be happy for the sustenance, I'm going to think, this is getting me a little bit closer to understanding the other side. I will be one with the zombies eating that shit. More cake?
It's got more cake, yeah.
Not as edible.
So the cake really needs to be eaten fresh out of the microwaver.
Yes. Where you can put it in the oven and microwave it.
Trying to...
Yeah, the sauce. The sauce really
hardens up and then...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh. I got a little chili pepper on that on my spoon from
the...
I had
that too, from the black fungus. The black fungus.
So, the sponge cake... Yeah, it's all right. Not great.
If I ate it like this, it would really be not great.
Yeah, but, you know, fresh out of the microwave, it's nice and hot. Yeah, it's all right. They can eat that.
It was like a comfort food.
The little tiny burgers, love the little tiny burgers. Oh, yeah. My God, they're so good.
Where'd those little tiny burgers go?
But save a couple for the wives.
What's a couple?
All right. No, I'm good.
Okay.
Like the little tiny burgers a lot. The black fungus, which looks terrifying.
That may have been
a it looks like a sort of jelly relishy thing.
It looks vile.
It looks vile. It actually doesn't smell bad at all. And it's quite delicious.
It just smells like a sauce that comes on the side of an Asian meal.
And this would actually be great on crackers or a nice piece of Italian bread toasted, like a bruschetta sort of thing.
Yeah, no, you're right. With a little bit of kick.
Yeah.
Bruschetta with a kick.
But yeah, I might even have that at a party, you know?
You might, because we still have plenty left.
I know, we do. And we might have a little party coming up, right? For our buddy Stu.
Yeah, I guess we can bring this.
Oh yeah, we can't really bring...
Dave and Buster's.
They probably frown on that.
Hey, we're here to eat, but we brought some crispy black fungus.
Well, maybe we can have it as an after party snack.
Nothing says birthday party like crispy black fungus.
The cheese was something that I did not feel comfortable eating. Nice try, wife. But that's you quite way. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's strong, stinky cheese.
And it is burnt hot, but soaked or washed in brandy, which is wine based. So, nope. Gonna have to pass on that.
I still think you would have been okay because that's only the rind, but...
It's fine. Not worth taking a chance. The chili roasted eel probably looks the worst of any of the stuff.
It tasted good.
Yeah.
I really did not like the texture.
The texture really didn't bother me that much. It was almost like kind of a soft, coming apart, jerky-ish sort of...
Yeah, but it was hard in chunks, and that's what... It wasn't consistent. That's what bothered me.
All right.
And then there was Jell-O tea.
Whatever that is.
Jell-O tea.
The suck cup.
And
a little cup of suck.
The one that we incorrectly sucked out of.
Yeah, well, we didn't make another suck hole. Mm-hmm. You could make another suck hole right now, and it'd
mm-hmm.
be fine.
Mm-hmm. I made this sucky bed, and I'm going to suck on it.
All right. It is just wrong.
See?
It is just wrong.
See?
I think it might be one of those things, like, if you drink it, like, a couple of these, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to get my next suck drink. I like Jell-O suck.
I don't know if that's true.
It could be. It could be one of those things that really grows on you. But I'm not going to find out.
I think it's you that would grow on. I don't think it's going to grow on me.
And then there were the...
Hog balls.
What are they actually?
Plum. Hog plums.
Hog plums.
Pickled hog plums.
Pickled poopy hog plums.
If I had to pick between the pickled hog plums and the rambutan, I'd go rambutan.
I'm going rambutan
every time. Every time.
And the rambutan was some sort of whatever the hell a tropical rambutan is.
Fruit?
Yeah, wrap it around pineapple, and it's fine. You know, to get toothpicks, stick them on there, put them on a tray, and
conversation piece.
There you go.
And a delicious party snack.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck we're gonna do with all this food now.
I don't know.
I didn't think that through.
I don't know.
All right, Smike, start eating.
Hand me the black fungus.
We are Buddies in Space. You are.
That's Michael Smith, and you are.
And Michael Carassi.
And we are full.
Full and.
Full and still alive.
Still alive. Well, I'm going to say that's the health tonic that all got right. us there.
Buddies in Space is a Stolen Dress Entertainment production. Visit stolendress.com to check out other Stolen Dress podcasts, blogs, tweets, videos, and books.
Books. What are books?
People read these days.
Are those things you burn?
Oh, you had to get political, didn't you?
What are you talking about?
Right at the end there.
What? Politicus?
Right at the end.
Are you talking politicus? I'm just saying it's how I keep my home warm. Whoa.
Was there another Legion out yet?
Yeah, there's been a couple.
A couple?
Yeah.
Did you watch them already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're not they're waiting good. For you. Yeah, right. They're great. Yeah, it's 3 episodes in now.
Is it making any more sense? Things starting to be explained, or is it still like, no idea what's going on?
I mean, there's an overarching plot in the current time frame that is pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
But the shit in his past just gets weirder.
Oh, so they're like still covering a lot of his past.
That's really the focus of everything.
Okay.
That's like the mystery of the show.
Oh.
Because like, the more you learn, you're like, how, who would ever... What? It's basically that. And it gets creepy at times. Like, they're doing a good job of keeping it on the border of, like, all right, I'm almost creeped out right now.
All right.
I'm not. Cool. But I'm close.
Any more of the guy with the fat, creepy guy with the yellow eyes?
Yeah, he's not the creepiest one, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the more they dive in, the creepier it gets.
All right. Don't tell me anymore. I can't wait to see it.
It gets creepy.
Woo.
Yeah.